This week, Democratic candidate for governor of New York, Cynthia Nixon, called for a state Moreland Act commission to investigate government corruption. But she was not the first to do that. Her opponent, Governor Andrew Cuomo, created a Moreland Commission in 2013 to look at potential illegal activities in state government. But he disbanded that as part of a budget deal 8 months later. Karen DeWitt has more.
The Moreland Commission had begun numerous investigations, and they turned those cases over to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, after Bharara requested the records. The Moreland probes helped lead to the corruption convictions of both of the legislative leaders who were in power in 2013 and the conviction this year of the governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, on bribery charges. Blair Horner, with the government reform organization New York Public Interest Research Group, says it doesn't have to be up to Nixon to begin a probe of potential corruption in government. He says the current governor could even do it right now.
If it's Governor-elect Nixon, or if it's Governor Cuomo, or Governor Molinaro, whoever the heck the next governor is, it would be a good way to sort of, you know, have a clean break with the past in terms of all the problems that we've seen, both in the legislative and executive branch.
An aide to Cuomo's campaign, Liz Smith, reacted to the proposal on Twitter, calling it more political attacks, and said the commission should investigate why Nixon released just 1 year's worth of tax returns instead of 10. Nixon's idea was endorsed, also on Twitter, by Bharara, who said the first Moreland Commission should never have been disbanded and that every New Yorker should support a strong anti-corruption measure like this. Bharara, who was fired by President Donald Trump and now has a podcast, has not ruled out running for attorney general this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.